Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. So let's talk about the fearful avoidance ideal relationship. And I want to break this down in the context of the fearful avoidance needs. Now, if you don't know what the fearful avoidant is essentially the hot and cold partner in relationships. They are the individual that tends to be very warm and very present and very available, but they can also get really cold feet around commitment and, you know, vulnerability and not wanting to like be too open. So the deeper they tend to attach in relationships, the more they can be really hot and cold. And it can feel like you're kind of on a roller coaster as a fearful avoidant in relationships, or if you are with a fearful avoidant in relationships. So I want to go through and talk about some of the really important needs a fearful avoidant has. And when these needs are met in relationships, if they're really fulfilled really consistently, generally, it's a great way of stepping off the roller coaster. There still is a triggering part. Fearful avoidants can have triggers and core wounds. And when we look at that, we can sort of look at that as a separate element of relationships and how that can affect us. But when a fearful avoidant is looking for like their ideal partner, like who's the perfect person to date, what needs or qualities they should be meeting, we're going to cover them. And there are 10 major ones. We can think of when it comes to our needs, as basically being like the lifeblood of relationships. It's like, if these needs are met in a relationship between, you know, let's say what my needs are and what your needs are, and there's this reciprocal meeting of needs, that's like the lifeblood that allows the relationship to sustain itself. So just like the body has specific needs it has to get met to ensure survival, so does a person's personality and relationship. So like a relationship to ensure survival has to have a reciprocity of specific needs being met. So the fearful avoidant or this hot and cold partner, they tend to have those different polarities of their personality. Now, this is actually taken from integrated attachment theory, which is a whole body of work that we published back in 2019, I think, all about the different attachment styles and how each of the major attachment styles has unique needs, unique core wounds, emotional patterns, behavioral patterns, communication patterns, and relationship to their boundaries. And becoming securely attached means targeting those six key things. Now, the fearful avoidant tends to, in relationships, want a lot of depth. That's need number one. If there's a lot of depth of connection, like you go deep, you have deep conversations, you aren't, you know, afraid to work on the relationship, do the work, show up, have, you know, really interesting philosophical conversations sometimes, sort of all of those different things together, that's a massive need for fearful avoidance. Fearful avoidants are also very passionate people. They tend to want a lot of passion in their relationships. And this doesn't have to mean, you know, the passion in the way that the fearful avoidant sometimes is used to getting it, which is like the passion comes from the thrill of the ride, thrill of the roller coaster. It can just be that you're like, you know, showing up, going all in, making an effort, doing things that you're passionate about in a relationship together, like working towards common goals and having discussions about them. Like a lot of that passion is really important for a fearful avoidant. Another big one is trust. And fearful avoidants usually don't realize just how important this is to them. And trust isn't just trust in general, it's also context. Fearful avoidants tend to really want transparency. They want to know what's going on and why people are doing the things that they do. And the more they have insight into your behavior, the more they're like, oh, okay, you know, I understand why my partner does what they're doing. Or if you are the fearful avoidant, the more you have insight into others' behaviors and understand the why behind things, usually the safer you feel and the more you tend to trust somebody. The next one is presence. They really want to feel like somebody's there and sees them and hears them and understands them and really wants to connect with them. And presence is a big act of love in relationships. The more present we are with somebody, it's kind of like, hey, we're unconditionally here for you. So I have some really exciting news, and it's that integrated attachment theory training is back. In other words, you can be trained to become a relationship coach certified in integrated attachment theory in literally 60 days. So who's this for? Well, of course, this is for any individual who wants to make an impact and really be of service to others while also obtaining freedom and flexibility and abundance in their lives. And this is also for anybody who's already a counselor, a therapist, a coach, and just really wants to expand their toolkit. We've had so many people enter into the Integrated Attachment Theory program because they're just looking to obtain a certain degree of mastery in terms of understanding their own attachment patterns and also the attachment patterns of maybe their children or partner or other loved ones in their lives, so they can really support those people and understand them more deeply. Now, please keep in mind that the last two times we ran this program, we filled up very fast. In fact, we oversold the programs and sold up completely. So if you're interested, click the link below to learn more and dive in with me. And I'd love to see you on the other side before seats run out. The next one is safety. This is, again, like kind of a tricky one for FAs because they usually don't realize that they need safety. And if you're watching this so far, you probably notice that the fearful avoidants have these like kind of contradictory needs, which represent both the anxious and avoidant side of their personality. So if you look, they have like this depth, the passion, the connection, and then they have like safety, trust, you know, presence, these sort of lighter needs. And it represents those two different polarities the fearful avoidant has. It's really interesting because when somebody's dating a fearful avoidant, you have to kind of like be able to meet both sides of their needs, right? The part of them that really wants the safety and trust at a deeper level, but the part of them that you still need to have that like passion and growth and novelty. By the way, actually, if you want to do a deep dive into the fearful avoidant attachment style and like their needs, their core wounds, do a huge understanding of it. We actually have a fearful avoidant attachment style reprogramming course, and we guarantee a breakthrough at the end of every single one of our courses, or we offer full money back guarantee, because we've had such tremendous results in terms of people's just relationships changing their trajectory. Like when you gain deep insight into your subconscious programs and what needs to be reconditioned, it will allow you to grow at a really rapid pace. And it's like, if you're sick of feeling the same way for so long and going through the same motions over again in relationships over and over again, and just kind of like getting the same outcomes, sometimes it just takes one crucial insight to change the entire path of how relationships work for you. So that's what our courses aim to do. So anyways, the next big one here is growth. Growth is obviously a huge one for fearful avoidance. Sometimes it's funny because fearful avoidants, if they've been through a lot of trauma, they can like have this huge need for growth, but they can sometimes feel frozen. And that has a lot to do with nervous system regulation work that has to be done, which also gets covered in PDS in the courses. You know, the next one is independence. Fearful avoidants want to have like that depth of connection, but they want to have the relationship to themselves too. And really what it means is like having time where they can pour into somebody and be poured into back and like have a lot of that like depth of connection, but also being able to have space to kind of do their own thing, you know, explore and try different things and, you know, just feel like they can maintain that relationship to themselves. And that also goes hand in hand with freedom and novelty. Now, a lot of people will be like, hey, how do you do both of those things in a relationship? Well, you know, you can do freedom and novelty seeking things with a partner, right? While also having depth of connection. And then you can have like sectioned off time for your independent time, right? If you are a fearful avoidant, like maybe Sunday mornings is just your time, you do your thing. And maybe you have a really great date night that's, you know, very in depth, you know, on one specific evening of the week, and you have your time sort of allocated to have time for you and your needs, but also have time to really deeply connect with your partner. So they don't have to be like one or the other. You can have both in your life, both sets of needs. Also, intimacy is really important. This kind of goes hand in hand with depth, like just emotional intimacy, like feeling really close, connected. Physical intimacy can be really important for fearful avoidance too. But even things like cuddling, physical affection, all of those dynamics around physical touch tend to be a pretty strong love language for a lot of fearful avoidance. And then last but not least, to feel wanted. And really wanted means like to feel important, to feel like you matter to your partner, to feel like somebody's appreciative to be with you. And that tends to be an important need for fearful avoidance as well. So these are some of the top ones. Again, this is right out of Integrated Attachment Theory. And I hope this makes a lot of sense to you. Thank you for being here.